The Dodgers and Diamondbacks are in between the doubleheader here at Dodgers Stadium, and I'm joined right now by a proud San Fernando Valley rat, Montclair Prep. Who knows? Parts unknown out there in San Fernando or Mission Hills. That's the one and only Diamondbacks manager, Torrey Lovello. Torrey, great to see you.
Likewise, David. Always my pleasure.
I'm sure you always love coming back to L.A., but a doubleheader, not much time to get back to the Valley.
No. You know, I planned accordingly. I spent most of the day yesterday visiting with my mom, and then in between games of the doubleheader, we just lay low. We sit in the clubhouse, just enjoy our time and get ready for game two. It's always a challenge, but I do love coming back to Dodger Stadium. You know, obviously, it's a great challenge. We want to play our best baseball against the best teams, which I expect us to do, but it's where I grew up. I grew up watching baseball games in the stadium. It's always exciting for me.
When Torrey Lovello was on the streets of the San Fernando Valley, what part of Ventura Boulevard could we find you?
Definitely in Encino, probably like Ventura Boulevard and Haskell, Densmore. We used to shoot baskets at Valley Beth Shalom. We'd kind of break into that playground on weekends and then, you know, migrate over to McDonald's or IHOP. Yeah. And that was just where everybody lived. We all kind of lived in the same neighborhood, whether we were riding our bikes around or playing sports. That was definitely where I spent most of my time.
Hey, that McDonald's on the corner of Haskell and Ventura Boulevard, it's still there, Torrey.
It is, right?
White Oak and Ventura.
Well, there's a few, but look, it's where I grew up, and I'm very proud of my roots. I'm very proud of calling myself a Valley boy. My whole family still lives in the Valley, so that'll never leave us. I was born and raised in a very special part of this country.
Not only is that part of the first chapter of your life, but as you take that with you as a manager, Mookie Betts continues to talk about the impact Torrey Lovello had on him when you guys were together in Boston. Yeah. What was it about Mookie that wanted you to be that guy for him?
You know, it's a good question. I just was open and honest with him as a bench coach, and I was that way with every player, and I'm that way as a manager, and I established relationships and bonds with all these players. It might be a little uncommon for most people inside of this game, but Mookie was just such a special young man. He was always very open. He was vulnerable, too, and that's one of his great qualities. The vulnerability gave me a snapshot as to who he was on the inside, and in turn, I felt that I could do the same to him, and it became a very trusting bond. The last today, you know, he is the leadoff hitter for the LA Dodgers, but I don't see him as such. I see him as just a very kind young man that I have a very strong bond with, and that'll never go away.
Torrey, when you were with Mookie, did you experience that sometimes he forgets how good he is and needs that reinforcement?
Yeah, that's one of the great intangibles that he has. He doesn't ever know what he represents on a daily basis. He just wants to go out and play a young man's game the way a young man can. And it's whether he's playing Little League or high school or college, it just doesn't matter to him. And that's the humbleness that he brings every single day that makes you appreciate what he does. It's a full body of work every single day. He leaves it on the field, but he loves what he does, and that stands out.
Is it a blessing and a curse for Mookie how talented he is as an athlete and how baseball just seems to come to him more than he goes to baseball?
It's a good way to look at it, and I think every time you try too hard at something and you dig in and you say, I have to and I need to, that's where the game backs up on you. I think he has a very good outlook on what he tries to do every single day. So for me, the blessing is he's gifted, and he knows it, but he never takes a day for granted. He enjoys what he does every single day.
Torrey Lovello, Diamondbacks manager, is our guest. Before I let you go, can't let you walk away without talking about the job you and your team have done so far this season. The pitching has been outstanding. Seems like they're taking on the personality of their manager, always fighting.
Yeah, that's a mindset that I want us to have, right? And I've been a fighter my whole life, and I want them to carry that out every single day, too. So I appreciate that. I consider that a compliment. But our guys are gifted. They go out there every single day, and they compete. And really, that's what it comes down to. We have five starters that go out there and keep us in games. We got to pick up the baseball behind, and we feel like that's a good ingredient. If you pick up the baseball with good pitching, you're going to be into games late, put yourself in a position to potentially win, and that's what we've done several times this year.
Torrey, thanks a lot for the time. Congratulations on getting your team to the start that it's off to this year, and we always love having you back in the 818.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the time.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.